Singularity Transmissions by Troy Stanley. Towering across horizon, a transmission tower pierces the landscape, emerging out of the ground, embraced by the organic form of flower petals clutching the base, creates sanctuary. The tower calls to the traveler. Surrounding the form exist 16 intimate seed pod chambers, many with participants sharing their voice into a tin can phone held in their cupped hands. Some measure their soul in song, others in voice. Some whisper in hopes that someone is listening in the nostalgic pastime. At the tower's base, echoing voices call the viewer into the intimate womb, listening chamber. As they walk closer, the whispers turn into echoes, and the echoes turn into voices inside, escaping the darkness of the night. A warm glow pulsates the room in a slow rhythm of a heartbeat, and they wonder if this room is alive. 16 voices in a cosmic stream of consciousness fill the room in an intimate nexus of thoughts. Participants sit nestled with their eyes closed, listening to intimate vibrations of wisdom, of hope, of time, searching for the spawn of a memory, a glimpse of the past, or the makings of a dream. Perhaps one voice awakens the lonely traveler's mind, and they remember something that calls to them with the fever of a long embrace. They walk out of the chamber to enter their own booth and speak their story to a place far-reaching and unknown. It is here, in some far-off, faded landscape, past the cityscape and the skyscraper sutures, that their voice carries on to a place that can only exist in this moment, to a place that can only be reached at Burning Man. Singularity Transmissions is a 40-foot-tall sculptural interactive tower surrounded by 16 10-foot towers. It is designed to simultaneously converge the voices of up to 16 individuals into one unified voice through the use of tin can phones residing in the 10-foot towers. The crude analog phone transmission is recorded digitally at the tower's soundboard apex in real time and output into a womb-like listening chamber at the tower's base. The echoing quality of the purely analog and nostalgic tin can phone brings the participants back to a simpler thread of humanity. Experiencing in the listening chamber, one may pick up the intimate vibrations of a subtle song, a boisterous speech, a declaration of humanity, or screams of exuberance all layered upon each other in the Playa stream of consciousness. The installation will be burned at the end of the event, but all the collected audio will be available online in an open-source database. Used as is or remixed as desired, our hope is for the artists, musicians, filmmakers, and performers to create new work with this material, showing that while the physical is fleeting, inspiration only grows.